Suzanne in Kirkland, and listen, what's on your mind, Suzanne?
10 days ago, my husband had an ultrasound of his kidneys, and I'm reading from the lab report. It says that his right kidney has a large complex cystic structure with multiple septations and calcification. And I'm wondering what causes these cysts, and can he be helped by anything?
Well, first, with something like this, I have to ask, what have you been told about can anything be helped?
Nothing, because he hasn't been back to the doctor to see
anything.
So I don't know. He has appointment with the doctor, but I can't give you any further information on that.
Okay, no problem. Unfortunately, nobody knows what causes it. It's guessed that it's perhaps genetic, or perhaps it came on. There should be a way of telling the difference between the two with DNA testing, but I don't know if it's worth it once the problem's there. Most sources will tell you that there really isn't any cure, cysts in the kidneys. Pretty obviously, I don't deal with this very often. And insofar as, is there anything I know how to do or I know that somebody's done in research that's made it better? Well, not really, I'm sorry. However, just one thing that I'd be thinking about if nothing else is offered that works, and that is when we apply the high-strength magnetic energy to just about any tissue, we've seen some things heal themselves that we wouldn't have expected. I cannot tell you it was polycystic kidney disease, but we certainly see quite significant improvements in COPD. The lungs can help to regenerate and people breathe better. We've seen people who haven't healed well from strokes get significantly improved healing. What this high Gauss magnetic energy does is really pretty simple. It speeds up and activates and sometimes reactivates biochemical reactions going on anyway. In other words, what the normal processes are, it just improves those normal processes, and sometimes we see organs getting better. But I cannot tell you, because it hasn't happened, that we've treated anybody with polycystic kidney disease. Now, we did have somebody with polycystic ovarian disease get better, but that's another story. It's not a kidney. So I can't tell you that it would work for kidneys. I'm sorry, but this is something that is a tough one, because as far as I know, they may tell you that, well, you may end up on dialysis. You may need a kidney transplant. I hope that you get told something different. I hope. But I doubt it, because that's what most people get told.
That's what I was going to ask. What's the prognosis for this? Could he end up on dialysis or anything over the years? He's 70 now.
Well, he could. Now, there's another approach that, again, I haven't utilized with polycystic kidney. But besides that high-strength magnetic energy, there are some things out there that can help to improve the function of any organ. For one, on the market for years through Standard Process Company, you can ask your local natural food store about that. They all carry Standard Process, and you can also ask the Tomoclinic Dispensary, as well as your compounding pharmacy. There have been supplements that are nothing more than tablets, sometimes capsules, but usually tablets. Again, Standard Process, America's first vitamin company, for whom I do not work, pioneered this process. What they do is they just take animal organs, it's usually calf or sheep, and they make sure they're sterile, and they grind them up and put them in pills. And everything that that organ has in it is in that pill, and people have swallowed those. And sometimes they've had better organ function over time. And I did say over time, it takes months. But can those hurt anything? Well, no more than it would be hurting a Britisher to eat steak and kidney pie. So if they can do that, then one can probably swallow tablets that have ground up kidney in them and see if it helps oneself. But again, there's no research, ma'am. I really wish there were.
What are these calf organs called? What are they called?
They're called kidney by standard profit. No, wait a minute. I think they call it renotrophin. My mistake.
Renotrophin.
R-E-N-A and then trophin, T-R-O-P-H-I-N.
Okay.
But remember, there's no research on that, and this is something that I'm saying, well, okay, we got a sick organ. Try using what the organ is made of, but nobody's done any research. And the good thing is, again, if a Britisher can eat steak and kidney pie, anybody can eat these pills.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much.